Relaxing Juicy Super Chill Flavored Drink. Feel the chilling sensation.
It's easy when you do it like this.
So fresh when you do it like that.
More fun when you do it like this. But even better when you do it alone.
Whatever Shores Life throws at you, make it fresh and fun with Aloha range of products.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. Government says 1.8 million ton storage capacity ready for 2025-2026 harvest. LCK Freedom Foundation, Chapter 1 Foundation, drag government to court over fast-tracked bills ahead of 2026 polls. Rest to trace passengers who left antivirus cruise ship at island.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Government says that the country currently has combined the grain storage capacity of 1.8 million metric tons that will accommodate the expected 2025-2026 crop with a requirement of 10 million tons in the next 10 years to come. Speaking in the National Assembly during the question for oral answer, Minister of Agriculture Ruben Mutolo Perry says that of April 2026, the country had 375 main storage facilities nationwide with a total installed capacity of 1,834,210 metric tons. Mr. Mutolo says that Central Province produces 48 facilities, Southern 67, Copperboat 33, Northern 25, Muchinga 22, Western 19, Eastern 16, Northwestern 12, Vapula 9, and Lusaka 8. The minister says that 303 facilities holding 1.1 million metric tons are government owned under the Food Reserve Agency, while 72 facilities with 728,700 metric tons are privately owned and leased by the agency to supplement national capacity. He reported that the post-harvested losses at FRA managed depots for the 2024-2025 marketing season were at 0.01%, but cautioned that it was too early to capture final losses for the current season. Mr. Mutolo attributed losses to high moisture early deliveries, pest infestations, heavy rains at open air holding points, aging sheds from the 1980s, and logistical bottlenecks during peak intake. He confirmed that government through the FRA is implementing an infrastructure development program to expand storage, including new silo construction, rehabilitation of sheds, and continued partnership with the private sector.
The ownership of the storage facilities above, Honorable Nundwe, is as follows. 303 facilities with a combined storage facility of 1.1 million metric tons are owned by government under the custody of FRA, and 72 facilities with a combined installed capacity of 728,700 metric tons are owned by the private sector and are currently leased by the agency to supplement national storage facility. So for C, yes, the combined storage capacity of 1.8 million metric tons will be able to accommodate the expected 2025-2026 maize harvest.
The Tonsi Alliance has questioned the practicality of premises suggesting that aspiring candidates who fail to secure adoption by the ruling party could be appointed as ambassadors in 18 members of parliament. President Aga Indichie Amaoz yesterday quoted stating that aspiring candidates who will not be adopted will be appointed in foreign mission. Tonsi Alliance spokesperson Lawrence Mwelwa says that while political encouragement during adoption processes may be understandable, national leadership must remain grounded in realism, constitutional limits, and institutional integrity. He has warned that political messaging could create exaggerated expectations among aspiring candidates. Dr. Mwelwa notes that many aspiring candidates invest significant personal resources and mobilize communities during adoption processes, adding that leaders have responsibility to communicate honestly, especially on positions that depend entirely on presidential discretion after elections. He further stated that public office should not be treated as a cancellation arrangement for internal party management, stressing that ambassadorial appointments require competency, strategic judgment, and professional representation for Zambia's interests abroad.
There's something politically seductive about promises made during adoption session. With over 1,200 UPND aspirants, Zambia simply lacks ambassadorial and nominated positions for all. Aspirants must remain politically sober and avoid building future around campaign season assurances that may never materialize. Just think of it. What will happen to those that are already in foreign service? They have occupied those positions, and then over 1,000 are being promised ambassadorial positions. What will happen to those that are already in service? It's a lie, and people must be wary about it.
The LSK Freedom Foundation and Chapter 1 Foundation have filed an application for judicial review in the High Court, seeking to halt government's move to process 77 bills before Parliament within 9 days ahead of the 2026 general elections. In a joint statement issued by the two organizations, said they want the court to restrain government from tabling and processing the bills between May 4 and May 12, 2026, before dissolution of parliament on May 15th. The organization is also seeking an urgent court order to stay the tabling and processing of the bills pending the hearing and determination of the matter. They argued that the both processed time frame and the suspension of the National Assembly standing orders to facilitate and process are unlawful, irrational, and unconstitutional. The organization said that the move undermines the constitutional governance and denies citizens and members of parliament an opportunity to meaningfully scrutinize the proposed legislation. They further argued that Article 89 of the Constitution places a mandatory obligation on parliament to facilitate public participation in the legislative process, including through parliamentary select committees. According to the statement, a meaningful public participation cannot be achieved within days of 77 separate bills. The organization contended the process risks creating what they termed as legislative stampede that would weaken democratic accountability and transparency. And finally, in our local news this particular evening, the Minister of Health has commended Ecobank Zambia for supporting a major surgical outreach program that conducted more than 200 operations valued at nearly 1 million kwacha at Solwezi General Hospital and surrounding clinics. Speaking during a handover meeting held at the ministry headquarters in Lusaka today, Alex Katakwe says that the initiative was an example of the kind of partnership government wants to promote in order to strengthen healthcare delivery across the country. Dr. Katakwe says that the collaboration had helped reduce the surgical backlog while expanding access to critical health services, particularly for people in rural areas and underserved communities. He adds that the outreach reflected the ministry's vision of inclusive healthcare, noting that partnerships between the private sector and health institutions can transform lives at community level. Dr. Katakwe has further praised the medical teams involved and acknowledged Ecobank Zambia's contribution towards improving healthcare access. He says that beyond the number of procedures conducted in the initiative had restored hope and dignity to many patients and families.
We stand ready to support such efforts. Whatever it takes, we have to. Like you have alluded to, you are working with the local doctors, reaching out, because you supplement by bringing others.